dog, a dog, a diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. A dog, no problem solved. A dog, a diggity dog.
Hot dog day.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's a brand new day.
What Hello again and welcome. This is a little off topic being brought in this week by the sounds of the Mickey Mouse Club classic, Hot Dog, Hot Diggity Dog.
Well, hot dog!
That song goes out to Matt's son, Evan.
Hello, Evan. Enjoy your hot dog.
Shouldn't be listening to this.
No, nobody should be. No.
It's copyright infringement.
Yes. Yeah, we're breaking some type of law. There's no doubt about it. So, thanks for listening. Again, this is a little off topic. My name is Kyle, and it's in the same room as always with the... on what I like to call the Island of Misfit Toys, along with Matt and Ryan.
Yep.
Been a few weeks, but this is actually the first time we've made a scheduled appearance when we were supposed to.
Yeah, we made the bi-monthly try, and it went and worked. So
I'm very impressed.
Despite all our best efforts to ruin it.
It won't last.
No question. No doubt this will be the last time we actually make anything on time.
Especially with Thanksgiving coming up and then Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah, the holidays are going to end up throwing wrenches into our schedule. Ideally, we're going to get here every 2 weeks if we have to do maybe two in a row or something, so we don't end up going a month without a podcast. That'd be ideal considering we are paying for the pro account. Speaking of paying for the pro account... you can go ahead and find us at asktheinterns.podomatic.com. There's a donate via PayPal jar right there on the front page. We've mentioned it before. Anything you kick in, always greatly appreciated. It's going to go right to the pro account after we get done with beer, after we get done with hookers and the weed.
Yep, naturally.
The remnants go, and I don't know if that turns anybody off, but it shouldn't. You should be worried about our well-being and our happiness first and foremost.
Because we're selfish people.
Yeah. And if we're not happy... we're not going to show up anymore. And then there's upwards of 5 people disappointed that they didn't get a podcast.
Colin and Richard.
Timbo from Albany would be disappointed. I believe there's a woman by the name of Lisa who comments frequently.
Fives of people like us.
4 people.
We sniffed 5, but I think we're all blank.
Yeah.
That's a real big
bummer.
Well,
I make my wife listen to it, and then she tells me how terrible we are. So.
Oh, no.
Really? That's mean.
Usually, yeah.
Jeez.
She's brutal.
Yeah, well, my wife just shakes her head and says, oh, God.
After she has sex with you?
Did you end up playing last week or the last edition for her?
No.
I didn't think you would.
Not at all.
As soon as we turned off the mics last week, or 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, last time, Ryan said, well, that's one that I won't be playing for the wife.
And I didn't.
And it didn't. And now she's listening to this, she's going to go, well, why didn't he play that for me?
She asked him when you got home, she goes, can I hear it? And you go, oh, I didn't do it. I was out cheating on you because that was better.
It's actually preferable.
I would have rather been cheating on you than recording what just happened.
She knows
so,
it's a joke just by looking at him saying, well, he's not cheating.
What was his name?
True. Even hookers are turning down free money from this kid. Making pretty good money, but... No, go buy something nice. I don't want to take your money. I feel bad.
I'd rather get slapped by my pimp than sleep with you.
I'll pay him and say I actually did sleep with you. That's what the hookers of this city are saying. We got quite a bit on tap, actually, this week. And we're actually probably going to have to bump some stuff, and we'll worry about what we're going to bump when I look at the clock in 45 minutes and see that we're running close to an hour as usual. But first and foremost, we've mentioned it before. Matt makes the drive in.
Sure do.
Upwards of, it is, what it's 2 hours. Correct?
Yeah, about 2 hours.
I mean, it takes you, it's all highway driving, so it's not like a, it's a city driving 2 hours. It's 100 and something miles to get
there. Yeah, 130 miles, I think. So.
And those 4 listeners appreciate that.
Yeah,
Matt.
It's well worth it. You guys are welcome.
But while Ryan.
Thank you, Matt.
I'm not thanking you.
That's all right.
But while Ryan and Matt were waiting in the hallway before I got here, because I was late, because I like to be noticed and gain attention by walking in after everybody else. Matt mentioned apparently something to Ryan to the effect of an incident that happened on your drive-in today.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. On the way here, I'm sure I cut the guy off, and was probably speeding because I drive like an a-hole. I have kind of a fast car, and I have Purple Heart license plates, so I never get a ticket.
You're a war hero.
So
who's going to stop the war hero and say, whoa, whoa, young man?
Right.
D-bag cop.
It's rare, to catch me going under 85 on the freeway.
Wow. So you're not joking. You're not talking about going
78. I drive really fast.
Have you ever used this line? What are you going to do? Give me a ticket?
No, actually, I don't antagonize police officers. I'm very polite and apologetic.
Well, go ahead. I mean, you can go ahead. We can pool the donations that we get and pay for your ticket if you want to do that and record it.
Well, if it's $12, then I'll be all right.
It's not $12. It's a couple double O's.
So anyway, today, I'm sure I cut a guy off while speeding and, you know, whatever, just driving like a jerk. But then he kind of took it up to the next level. He's driving a Ram 2500 four-door truck.
Full truck.
Big truck. Gets up right behind me. I'm like, all right, whatever, guy. Just, you know, I'm driving like a jerk. You're driving like a jerk. This is cool.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I look up and there's lights flashing in my mirror. And I went, oh, that's a bummer. I cut off an undercover cop or something.
Oh, no.
And then I look again and I'm like, wait, those are like red and white or something? What the hell? So I pull over. And then it becomes apparent to me this guy is like a volunteer fireman or an on-call fireman who drives his truck, you know, to the fire station. I used to do it.
He's about to jump on his high horse with you, is he?
Well, I thought so. Mm-hmm. Instead, he pulls me over like that, gets behind me, high-fives his friend, and takes off laughing. So now I'm really pissed. I'm like, oh.
Oh, and I don't blame you because you know that dumb, you know that dumb jerk sitting in his truck thinking, yeah. Hey, Jeff, we got a good one. Crack another beer. Good work.
Right. So,
come on.
He high-fived his friend.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I visibly saw it in my mirror. It was, all right, man, let's go. So they take off. And the biggest thing that upset me about it was when I first noticed it, I kind of like hit my brakes because I was doing 150 miles an hour, like I said, and swerved to try to get out of the way. And then I saw that he was following me, and I was like, oh, this guy's trying to pull me over. But at first, I was like, man, he could have really caused an accident doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not a law enforcement officer. He's not supposed to be out making moves like this.
I mean, it's kind of a stretch, but in a sense, he was imitating or impersonating,
impersonating a law enforcement officer. That's a felony.
Yeah.
So he drove away, and I thought at first it looked like, okay, maybe he was just trying to get me out of the way so he could go on a fire call or something, you know, just coincidence. But then he turned his lights off and just kept going. So I was like, all right, I'm really pissed. Mm-hmm. So I continued to drive erratically and caught up to this guy. And after various other speeding and cutting people off to get back up to this guy, behind him.
I'm sure they all understood, though.
Right.
Because the birds, they knew all the old ladies.
Yeah, you were on an emotional vengeance chase.
Right. And I don't flip anybody off. I'm a polite jerk driver. Oh. I wave as I cut people off.
So you, just violate driving etiquette. You don't insult them while you do it.
Absolutely
You're
not.
You're a great
What's
man.
The point?
Then.
Right.
You're a great person at that stage.
So I get behind the guy, get my phone out, and call 911 because, one, I'm mad and I want to get revenge.
I like what you're doing already.
And two, I was genuinely concerned that he's done it to other people and would cause an accident. Or who knows, maybe he's a weirdo that pulls people over and then rapes women or something. I've heard of that.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't think anything you've done thus far is wrong, other than maybe killing innocent bystanders while you're I'm implying and I'm stretching, but on your
where
crazy
did that come from?
On your crazy high speed chase to catch up to this guy out of anger.
Well, yeah, whatever. We're both wrong, and two wrongs don't make a right. But damn it, I'm not gonna lose. So I catch up to the guy, and the. Before, like I said, I was on the fire department before I was full active duty in the Army, and we had guys who had tried to use, you know, different things about the fire department to get out of tickets. I'm going on a fire call or whatever, or use their lights to just get through traffic and stuff. So it upsets me because it's an abuse of authority, an abuse of power. So I was ultimately hoping to get him in trouble with his fire department, and if he gets a ticket or something, bonus.
Yeah.
So I call 911. I follow him. He realizes that I'm behind him and on the phone. He drops down to like 60 miles an hour and gets off the freeway. So I was like, well, I'll just follow him. Why not? I'm already committed. God. So
now, to quickly interject,
yeah, no
problem. In relation to the travel from your home to the radio station, how far away were you from the radio station?
About 45 minutes or so. Okay, so from my house. Down. From my house, I mean. I had just started the journey.
You're maybe half.
The pilgrimage to the radio station had just begun.
Maybe closing in on halfway here.
Yeah, about that. Okay. So I follow him into a Lowe's parking lot, and he realizes he's screwed.
Yeah.
And at first, I thought maybe he was going to get out and confront me, but then I realized he was a big pussy.
So he
started doing laps around the parking lot with me behind him. So it's a 5-mile-an-hour high-speed pursuit with two random dudes. Well,
and it's like the warm-up laps.
Yeah. Getting the tires warm. And let's clarify what you what do you drive. Tell everybody what you drive.
I have a Dodge Challenger.
So you have a sports car.
Right.
And you're chasing this big truck. There's these, you know, there's these families in Lowe's who are walking out. What's happening back there? It looks like there's are they doing donuts together? They're either friends or this is the weirdest chase I've ever seen in my life.
Looking back and recalling the day's events, I am an idiot. I'll admit it. But I was upset.
No, this is great.
A little bit concerned. So I call 911. I'm on the phone with them, and they say, all right, we'll send some deputies out, blah, 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 and just stay there because we've got his information. So there's no need to follow him. We don't want him to confront you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I agree. I don't want to get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do, but kind of don't. So anyway, the guy ends up leaving after the Lowe's 500 at 2 miles an hour. He takes off, and I stay there and wait for the cops to get there. They get there, and I tell them what happened. They say, all right, we got his information. We're running it. We know who he is, whatever. We're going to go find him, try to find him. If not, we'll have the local police where he lives, you know, work.
Pick him up or,
do whatever. And they took my information, and they said, if you need to testify in court, we'll give you a call.
Oh, my God.
And I said, as I was getting in my car, please be sure to let his fire department chief know. I used to be a firefighter, and I know my chief didn't like an abuse of department equipment.
Yeah, it's a real a-hole maneuver on that. This guy sounds like the kind of guy who's 19, fresh out of high school.
Mm.
You know, the kind of guy who, in high school, you know, obviously driving a big truck is
stuffed
very...
Stuffed people in lockers and
very proud
pooped
of himself
in their book bag.
For his 2.05 GPA and zero commendations and zero chance at any collegiate career. Very proud of himself, though.
So he became a firefighter.
Yeah,
what a loser.
Volunteer.
Right.
Okay, yeah, he's not getting paid. Him and Jim Bob decided to go race some hell on the highway, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a hick town.
It was.
Yeah.
I look forward to the follow-up of that story.
Well, it gets a little better because I called my wife, and I told her what happened, and she said, you called the police? Well, yeah, Amanda, he's breaking the law. That's a felony. Well, I'd be upset, but I don't think it was necessary to call them. You're taking it too far. What if he got out and hit you? Well, I'd hit him back, but he didn't. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
How do you know he wasn't going to?
Couple things. One, your impersonation of your wife is flawless.
Thank you.
Very insulting, but flawless.
Two, of course you should have called. I agree with you 100%. This is a total abuse of power, and he should be, if not ticketed, in jail.
This goes back to, I mean, they talked about this on the varsity program, you know, where they mentioned Steve, you know, who didn't call.
The guy jogging or whatever.
When he ended up getting verbally beaten into the police hearing, he didn't even end up doing anything, you know, and something came of it down the road, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's such a clear violation of everything. I mean, what? Especially you're in a position like that where you have a lot to lose. You're volunteer firefighting. You're not doing it for the money.
No, it's a hobby. That's how I looked at it when I did it. I made minimal money. I think it was like $200 a month.
Yeah.
It was just an enjoyable thing to do. Well, you felt good helping people. It was fun. In a weird way, it's fun. I know that doesn't make sense, but it's fun. And I think that's what upset me the most was a lot of volunteer firefighters get a bad rap a little bit, especially by full-timers. They think we're idiots and that we can't do it for real and whatever. And I was upset that he was abusing his position, his authority, and taking advantage of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that was.
Hopefully he gets shot by somebody one day doing that.
He probably will, by his friend, when they're hunting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a for sure thing.
Was that where the conversation with your wife ended?
Pretty much, as Amanda, I needed to call the police. I had to do something. I was compelled to help.
Listen here, Mrs. Purple Heart.
Oh, here it comes.
You couldn't be in the wrong in this. I mean, how can you not How can you not?
My
stand
wife's
up
very
at least...
passive unless you mess with her kids.
Man, that is just how. And it might just be your mentality and my mentality. I get the impression that we are similar in that regard. I don't let those things like that roll off my back.
I think more than anything, I was annoyed.
Yeah.
And I had a legal reason why I could get him in trouble. So yeah. I was like, awesome. I can get you in trouble for real just because you made me annoyed.
Yeah, you weren't
calling.
Win-win. Yeah, you weren't calling the cops just to say, I don't like this guy. He was
right.
mean to me on the road. You know?
But that's essentially what fueled it more than anything.
Absolutely.
And there was a legal reason behind it.
But
so,
then you dug back and you saw, hey, rationale. Right. Somewhere is in here and I can do something about it. And I couldn't agree more with it. I definitely think you did the right thing.
So hopefully a court date's coming up and I get to put on a nice suit and ruin a guy's day.
Never seen anybody root to have to go to court and testify against what we described. Sure to be a petrified 18-year-old kid whose parents have now forced him to sell his truck.
It'll be the first time that I'm not on the defendant side of things, so I'm excited. I'm curious to see what the other side's like.
This table's kind of nice. That other one sucks.
This chair has padding. My other one's usually just a folding chair that's bolted to the ground.
Is this mahogany? they gave me my own vanilla folder, guys.
Right.
They gave me my own folder.
I'm not coming from a place with bars.
I didn't have to change out of my jumpsuit when I got here.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I can wear makeup of my own accord at this stage.
The only thing that I did feel bad about, I wondered if maybe he was like some guy's kid, like 17, 18-year-old kid whose dad's on the fire department, and he was using his dad's truck and was just being a bonehead.
Even worse.
But then at that time, I didn't feel bad anymore because I was like, well, it serves you right for letting your kid use your truck.
You never got a visual? I mean, you said the kid pulled up behind, the guy pulled up behind
you. I never got a good look at him, but I'm guessing very similar to our age.
Yeah, things are a blur when you're tooling around the Lowe's parking lot at right. 4 miles an hour.
Yeah,
dodging shop.
Oh no, shopping cart!
I'm surprised. One of the guys, like the pastor, didn't jump out and like take a shopping cart and place it inconveniently in front of you, and then jump back in the truck.
Well, and even better, as we're doing our low speed pursuit, we had to stop for about 30 seconds as people walked in and out. So, we're just sitting in the parking lot. I'm on the phone with the police, going, "Get here quick!"
The most uncomfortable stalemate of all time. This guy in his truck just sweating bullets. Are you going to get out? Is he going to get out? I'm going to have to gun it. I don't want to hit a person, but I'll do it. If I hit a person, you're not jumping out, Jim.
Right.
He's already kind of
He's got three new names.
No, his passenger's name Jim Bob, wasn't it?
It was Jeff Jim. Jeff.
You call him Jim for short.
Hillbilly anything, whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. Who cares?
So, yeah, definitely a weird drive-in.
Yeah, sounds like you always have some weird event, whether it be watching a girl become paralyzed.
Yeah.
And then at least this has
I forgot about that. Now
this has a positive uptick to it. Well, I still remember that story ending and feeling my heart hit my heel.
Yeah.
That's right.
I passed the dumpster on the way in and had that all come back to my memory. That was wonderful.
That's so bad.
As she rolled in her wheelchair down a very big hill.
She's learning
great.
The wheelchair right now.
Yeah.
God, that was a terrible. Please don't bring. For new rule: if you have a story on a personal level that ends in such a devastating manner as that, make it clear in advance, or let's just not discuss it.
I'm so sad right now.
I'm Captain Doom and Gloom. What can I say?
Let's just take a commercial.
We don't even run commercials, but we're going to. We're going to get the free commercial out.
Yeah, I'll just open the commercial log, and I'll just. I'm so pumped up right now.
Don't do that. The people will get mad at us.
Yeah.
We don't want to be associated with this crap.
It's extra exposure. You don't understand. We'd prefer to go bankrupt than have those imbeciles talk about our product. Carbonite.com, offer code free beer.
We'll take a break. It is a little off topic.
Yeah. We talked about this last week. I forget whose idea it was. I believe it was Matt's.
Probably.
Most of the good ones are.
That's what
makes us sad and
what
happy.
The masses say. But we discussed our differing. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're going to hear some random giggles. One,
I don't know about good.
Apparently Ryan has some issues today. But Ryan was a real sweetheart before the show. While Matt and I were comparing notes for this upcoming thing we're doing right here. Ryan, I'd mentioned how thirsty I was. So Ryan actually went, when he was waiting in the hallway while we compared notes, he actually went and got me a glass of water. But as has been discussed on the radio show numerous times, there are no cups in this building. That water cooler, there's no way that water cooler has been replaced in 2 months.
No.
Because there's no cups.
Right.
Unless you have your own cup, it does nothing. So I asked, I said, oh, that's a bummer. I said, I'm really freaking thirsty. And I see Ryan drinking his Dr. Pepper, and I see an empty Pepsi Max can that I'd rather drink my own urine. But I was really, so Ryan came back in about 3 minutes later with a flower vase full of water for me, and Matt took a picture of that. And I thought that was a very kind gesture, so thank you, Ryan, before we make fun of you.
You're welcome.
You can check that out on the Facebook page. I put it up already.
Did you post it to the off-topic Facebook page?
Yep.
You should be able to still find that the same way as always. Nobody's going to. I'd love to make a Facebook page push, but we may have peaked at 244. Yeah. At this point, the best thing you people can do for us is just to try to spread the word. Get anybody you know who likes to laugh and make fun of people and children who become paralyzed.
Yep.
And other things.
All
like
the
that.
Hot button topics of comedy. Youth paralysis and other
low speed
hilariousness.
Where else are you gonna hear stories along those lines? Where else are you gonna hear a radio personality, and I use that obviously more than loose.
Very loosely.
Yeah. Where else are you gonna hear a radio personality predict an air show death?
Yep.
And now be an omen for air show death.
Yeah.
For the long haul. You're not escaping the omen of being the grim reaper of air shows.
I'm
now,
surprised
Matt.
The plane hasn't landed on me yet.
coming.
We're going to turn on the news when we leave here and see that a Cessna's landed on the top of this building while we were in here.
Local idiot hit by plane. Predicted it moments ago on Facebook.
Well, there was a helicopter crash here in town a couple of years ago.
Yeah, there was. The AeroMed, if I recall right.
Nice.
Oh, lovely. But yeah, please pass the word if possible. Facebook.com/a little off topic and get your friends listening.
We love you, and we want you and your friends to love us.
Well, that way, because I'm presuming you, most of our listeners are as much of losers as we are.
Meaning, that's a way to endear to them.
Meaning that maybe their conversations suck between friends. This gives you something in common. You can both listen to the same podcast, reminisce about the old days. Get caught up on the newest.
None of this sounds good.
No.
I just want new listeners.
Kyle's on his own on this.
I just want new listeners.
I don't think you guys suck. I think he sucks.
I never said anybody sucks, Matt.
I don't think anyone's losers except Kyle.
This is true.
Drink your water vase.
I use loser in an endearing term, obviously. Obviously, there's no other way to use it.
Oh, okay. It's like saying, oh, that's bad, but meaning it's good.
But last week, when discussing the dynamic of the show here, we got on the topic of talking about how Matt and I are kind of we're more testosterone-driven males.
What?
I'm just coming up with
the
adjectives.
Guys with nuts on one side
that have dropped
on one side,
yeah. And then the other side is Ryan.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, Matt and I are more of the sports fans, that type of group, the bullies. Where we do push Ryan into lockers as soon as we leave.
They do.
We brought a locker in just to stuff him in it.
Yeah, we had to buy
and a padlock. It's a real bummer.
Quite an expense.
Yeah.
But we did get the high school locker. And Ryan's more of a techie guy that nobody really ever feels comfortable approaching because they think he might, you know, follow him home later. That's how I describe the dynamic of the show.
I have nothing against sports. How did this turn into me being
You don't
a
have anything against sports. You just have a higher proficiency for raping and computers. That's what your niche is.
Your rape proficiency is just a little bit higher.
Okay.
That's all. I mean,
I'm just really good at rape.
Exactly.
And computers.
Excellent.
Cyber rape.
Ooh.
Cyber rape Ryan.
But anyway,
and
I believe the dynamic of the show goes as far as to where Ryan knows little to zero about sports. He actually requested that I watch football with his wife.
No.
Because she has nobody else to watch.
No.
She has nobody else to watch it with.
Let me explain that.
And Ryan, yes, go ahead.
She said that she wanted to go over to your house to watch it with you because she wanted to watch the Lions because we do not have television at home.
Oh, that's right. Still waiting to enter the 19th century.
The 19th.
You build, like, computers and don't you have, like, two jobs? Buy a television, you cheap ass!
I have a television. We don't watch TV!
Why don't you build yourself a satellite? You can do that, can't you?
You can watch regular over-the-air, which the Lions are on.
Yeah, just
regular
plug it
television.
Into the wall.
They're not on TNT3 or whatever. They're on Fox Network, you idiot.
I know.
And we don't have TV. Oh, no, we have a TV.
When I got out of the Army and moved back to Michigan.
What's the first thing you bought?
Well, I already had a TV because I'm not an idiot. Well,
good point. We're
but
adults.
When I was waiting for cable to be installed, we just plugged the cable line into the wall, and I could watch the Lions.
Huh.
Can't do that in my place.
Yes, you can.
No, yeah. I can't.
You're going to have to explain why you can't.
There's no cable.
You don't need...
There's no... And I don't have a digital converter box.
Oh, my God.
You don't
Where
need
Where were
it.
You when Obama was doling out the freebies for a year and a half?
We got one, and it broke.
Oh, for God's sake. Call the government. Tell me you want a refund. It yeah, just seems right. like a sad excuse. But anyway, Ryan is not into sports. I'd go as far as to say he, I mean, on a basic level, does not understand sports, most of them. And he would agree.
He brought a tennis racket to a flag football game once.
Yeah, thought it was bocce ball, too. So he was on three different layers. He was wrong. And Matt and I mean, as you heard us last week talking about random DOS, MS-DOS, yeah. and whatever. I mean, Ryan will start talking to us about servers and operating systems, and we'll have to tell him to stop because we don't know what he's babbling
right.
about. So, but anyway, so we had the idea, Matt did anybody, to do elementary school level trivia. Now, it is uneven, so obviously there's nothing really of value here. Matt and I have trivia questions for the sports genre prepared for Ryan, and Ryan has 10 tech-related questions, presumably on a base level, of course, as we mentioned, elementary level, like we discussed, and we can compare at the end to see who is the more well-rounded of the show,
right.
of the show, I guess. I do think maybe the way to even this up is Ryan, we all have 10 questions, 10 for Ryan, 10 for Matt and I. Maybe Matt, you have to answer one on your own, and then the next Ryan's question.
Right, yeah, we'll bounce it back and forth.
I will answer one on my own, but we can't confer.
Right, that sounds good.
So that way it's more fair than it should be.
If you want, if you can't figure it out, you guys are more than welcome to confer after you give
up
on
your own.
It's not
going to help. Nobody in the world likes what you're about to ask us.
True. Very, very true.
Not a single person cares about 10 of these questions. I'll let you decide which ones.
I don't care about 10 of
You might questions. As well be asking us random words in Latin and asking us what they mean.
Breaking down the Spanish language and how to conjugate verbs. Still, nobody cares. But we have elementary school trivia. And it's supposed to be playing. There we go.
We also have mega failure.
You saw me hit play, okay? Now don't throw me under the bus. God, who should start?
Get the tech crap out of the way.
Well, we're not going to. We should alternate anyway.
Oh, you want to do back and forth? Okay.
Yeah, Ryan, we'll ask Ryan one, Ryan will ask us one,
right.
whatever it might be. I'll take that pen to keep. Do you have? Can I take your news story so I can keep score?
You sure can. The model of preparation. As you hear papers rustling.
Ryan's the only one who brings news stories or anything.
I don't know why I try.
I actually walked in with a piece of paper with my trivia questions put on it. So we will score this. Losers and sports.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be weighted that way.
Which one are you in?
Clearly
as
sports.
I look at Ryan.
Okay.
Loser.
I will ask the first question. Mansoor. What baseball player had the nickname the Great Bambino?
Joe Namath.
No, he's in football.
What?
You should get 5 points just for that.
Atta boy. I might chuck it.
He only knows it because it was an intern view.
A personal victory for you today, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Who's the Great Bambino?
The only one I can think of right now
is
Babe Ruth. And I'm pretty sure that's wrong, but I'm going to go with that. Final answer.
Ryan. You are correct. He pulls the guess. I'm actually pissed.
Yeah.
Because I thought I had him there on a really... that's an easy one.
You're like the kid in Sandlot.
I am. Who's this
Baby
chick?
Ruthie?
Baby Ruth?
Yeah.
Who's she?
The Sultan of SWAT.
Matt, why don't you take
That's the same guy?
Why don't you take the first tech question from Ryan?
Get ready to have a wrong answer, Mark.
You know, we should. Do you want to switch spots?
No, this is fine.
We're fine.
Okay.
I'll just get real close to the mic.
Okay. Matt, the first question.
Matt.
Ryan.
What does a router do?
Ooh, I know that one. A router sends the internet signal to multiple wireless devices throughout the home.
Matt's answer, a long, convoluted sentence I don't want to repeat. Ryan, is that correct?
It's as good as I think it's going to get.
Okay, what's the right answer?
A router technically allows traffic between two network segments.
How does it do that?
It routes it.
It sends a signal through the building, correct?
I hate you so much for correcting him right now. I just want to reach across
the
table.
It's a point. You got it.
Carrying this pen.
That's like if you said Babe Ruth and he goes, no, it was George Herman Ruth.
Team sports. 1-1. Way to lock it up, Matt. Matt,
jeez,
your first question.
Okay.
For Ryan.
As you can see, Ryan, I'm going to stand up here. Get a good gander at my T-shirt.
I'll give the visual description.
Okay.
Now, Matt is standing up. Obviously, the T-shirt appears to be an Angry Bird-esque penguin. A cartoonish, overweight penguin.
Like
eyes squinted, a lot of tears coming out on its chest. The number 87 is painted.
And the back?
On the back, it has the name. It's formatted as if it's a jersey. On the back, it says Crybaby. With the jersey number 87.
What does this mean to you?
We can tighten that question up even to the point of what's it, I guess, what's in...
What's it representing?
Yeah, what's it regarding?
No clue. I have no clue. I don't know.
Think for
a
minute.
No kidding. Nothing.
Okay, we'll tell you this. It is a Detroit sports rival.
He looks like he's gained no...
Nothing.
They play on a sheet of ice.
He's not going to get
it. The Red Wings?
Well,
that's all I know.
Okay, we're going to put the bullet in the brain of this one.
Yeah,
it's it's inferring that Sidney Crosby, the Pittsburgh Penguins center and captain, is a crybaby.
Crosby, crybaby.
I got it.
He's known for being whiny.
Now, a good podcast would have the bell chime queued up on the computer.
Yeah, it would, but...
And the buzzer also queued up, but we're not a very good podcast.
Whatever. Take
Team
what you can
sports,
get.
Team sports, with the opportunity to take the lead. Ryan, your second question directed to me.
Okay. What is the current USB standard?
I don't even know if that's a number, a letter,
plug it in,
or if it's like some code of ethics I need to read.
I'll give you a hint. It's a number. It just recently came out.
3.0.
There you go.
What?
Oh!
You gave that to me, I think, accidentally, because
probably.
I'm familiar with USB and USB 2.0. I don't know the difference between those two.
But what does that mean?
But when you said it came out recently, I knew it couldn't be 2.0, so I took a leap in logic and went with the 3.0. What does USB 2.0, 3.0, what is that?
USB 3.0 can transfer data at 5 gigabits a second.
All right, never mind.
I thought you were going to answer with something interesting. Jesus Christ.
I gave you a simple answer. I didn't be like, oh, this blah, 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 blah.
Team sports takes a 2-1 lead.
Oh, my God. I want to hang myself.
Ryan.
Kyle.
Who did Major League Baseball player Mickey Mantle spend his career with? I gave you the profession. I gave you the sport.
Mickey Mouse's clubhouse? Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. Hear
about, should I give him the alternate name that we were discussing?
No.
You want to stick with this?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see if he gets the wrong
answer. Looks like some gears are trying to turn.
Yep.
This slowly.
The hamster's making a pulley system in there.
Could you repeat the question again?
What team did Major League Baseball player Mickey Mantle spend his career with? The duration of his career.
The Blue Jays? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
The guess is the Blue Jays.
That's an excellent guess.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this, because I was thinking about switching the name. Would the name Lou Gehrig have changed your answer?
Maybe. I can think of it, but I don't know it.
Okay. Lou Gehrig, known for his famous speech today, I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. He obviously had Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
I figured
that's quite a coincidence.
It is the New York Yankees. I actually thought you might be able to. My first two, well, the first you got on what we can call a half quarter that will never be hit again.
Probably.
And for the unsports, a half quarter is a basketball reference.
He thought you meant half of 25 cents.
No, I did not.
Does that but make really, no though, sense? What are the chances? What are the chances of Lou Gehrig getting Lou Gehrig's disease? Well, that's like Joe Cancer dying of cancer. That's crazy.
What a bummer from that last name. That would be like in the 1800s. Your name is Joe Cancer.
Hi, I'm Donnie Ricketts.
Yeah.
Says the kid named either Adolf or Hitler.
Yeah, no kidding. Bummer all the way around. I believe it is
Ryan's question to me.
That is correct, yeah. And it is 2-1. Team sports.
What does DVD stand for?
Ooh, wow. That's actually a very good question.
I think digital video device, I want to say, but I don't know if device is accurate. But I can't think of what else
it
would
be. Did you say digital video device? Is that what
you
mean? Yes. Okay.
Digital video, not downloader, because that doesn't make sense.
I don't know the answer, but I think you're about to make an egregious mistake.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, DVD and digital video device do share the same initials, so that can't be what it would be. It's not like I'm throwing banana in for one of the D's. Digital video device.
No.
I think, what is a DVD?
Oh, it's a disc.
Yeah, it's a
digital
disc.
Video disc.
I think it's a digital video disc.
It's a digital video disc or digital version.
Oh,
damn
man,
it.
I'm trying to stare at you. I'm like, oh, I wish I could telekinetically. It's right there. I mean, he clearly just wasn't considering what the actual thing is, but obviously it's a disc.
Yeah, because it's a DVD player is the device.
Place the discs.
Damn it. I'm an idiot.
We are not disappointing on our lack of intelligence. Oh, man.
I might as well have said soccer ball.
Yeah. The score stays.
Isn't that like
2-1 team sports? I believe. How many questions do you have done, Ryan? 4. You have 3 done. I have 2. You have 1. So this is fourth
question.
Matt with the fourth question to team loser.
All
regarding
right.
Sports.
Team loser.
I roll.
How many referees are on a baseball field for a game?
They'd be called umpires.
Oh my god.
Wow!
He got the trick question.
How about that? I am impressed with you.
Well done. That even fooled Kyle earlier when I was talking to you on the phone.
Yeah, it did. Well,
I think it got you off guard.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't even think. I thought maybe, I don't know, but I was like, well, I mean, if you're going to get technical, there's no way. And you're like, well, there's no referees on the.
Right.
But I can't.
Well
believe,
done.
Baseball fan, I'm presuming. Pretty hardcore.
No. I'm.
You in a rotisserie chicken league? That's what they call fantasy baseball.
Rotisserie.
I'm sure they do.
I'm seriously
not, not chicken, but rotisserie.
I threw in chicken.
What? What?
Oh my god!
You tell me they don't call fantasy baseball rotisserie chicken?
Where I come from, they do.
Yeah.
In the chicken land.
The score knotted up at 2. A real barn burner through 4. Ryan,
are they contained myself?
Your tech question to me.
Popeye.
What's your beef right now? What's the problem?
I was so confused. Okay.
You sounded like Popeye.
God. It's not my question. I'm sorry. It's Matt's question.
No, I just failed DVD. It's your question.
That is right. It's remembering my triumph from last time on USB 3.0. Sorry. Continue.
What could you possibly be doing on your phone, by the way?
It is Detroit Tigers baseball season.
Good God.
It is postseason baseball, and I am got to keep up with the Joneses right now. They're up 5-1.
What type of memory is RAM?
It's in your butt, I believe, isn't it, Ryan?
I have 2 guesses.
I didn't even see that joke coming.
And I'm going to have to narrow it down.
Also, what you don't applies to your butt.
Random.
I actually know this.
I haven't narrowed down to 2. It's either random access memory or random auto memory. But the second one doesn't sound
right. Final
answer.
What I'm asking.
What?
That's not what I'm asking.
Yes, you are.
I'm not asking what it stands for. I'm asking, what is it considered? What type is it? There's a name for that.
Oh my god.
I have no guess.
Give him random access memory.
No, I have no clue. You know, I'm sorry. I have no clue what type of memory. I thought we were doing elementary level.
I know.
This is elementary level.
This is programmer.
You're telling me I should know what type of memory RAM is in sixth grade?
It's deletable. Is that correct? It's not permanent.
Answer? What is it? I don't have an
answer. That is actually very close.
I don't have an answer.
You were right. It is called random access memory. Okay. But it's considered volatile because you can't save anything.
I want to hit you right now.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yes, please do.
I'm actually going to go back and change some of my questions to who is the 1987 NL Cy Young winner.
Cy Young.
Which actually might
also
be.
That's what I was going to guess anyway.
Yeah, you would have, yeah. Yeah, big stunner on the RAM question. I didn't get it, Matt. Can you believe that?
Way to bring it with the elementary.
Not it up at two.
That's like high-level programmer.
My question
no,
or
not.
Your question?
Yeah, it is.
My sport. I have
it's
gone
yours.
Through, is it mine?
Keep up, buddy.
He's too busy checking Tiger's stuff.
I know.
I absolutely am. Ryan, if a basketball player takes 3 steps without dribbling, what is the violation?
Traveling.
No, what he's asking you is who did it first and what was the score of the game?
Who has to make the call and what's the hand gesture?
A white guy did it first.
Team loser takes a 3-2 lead on a horse.
I'm calling Bush League. There's a nice.
I thought we weren't swearing.
There's a nice
I'm
swear.
Sorry. You frustrated me.
If you want, you could take it. You got it right, random.
No, I don't want it. I don't want your pity points.
Been a lot of yelling in today's show.
It's very upsetting. I'm in a yelling mood between the postseason and my Detroit Lions making a run. I've been in a yelly mood today.
So next week is your week to yell. I yelled last. This
you
is
did.
His. Yeah.
All right. Ask me some terribly slanted question. What was the programming on the first satellite sent into orbit, and why did the Russians think it was useful?
Sputnik.
I'm not asking what the satellite was. Who programmed it?
Yeah. And what year? By month.
If I wanted to remove a program from Windows 7, what is the control panel applet I would use?
Applet? Did you say the word applet?
Yes, that's what they're called.
I don't know what the word applet means.
It's control alt go to hell.
No, and
I don't even know what the hell language you're
and
I think I know what you're getting at, but I think the expression applet is
throwing
I'll
explain
off.
What applet okay. is.
The
applet
trash bin.
When you go into the control panel, the things in there are called applets. The links to whatever that they open.
So you're asking me what you would click on to delete things?
What yes. would you click on to then open to then remove programs?
He already gave you a hint by saying when you go into control panel.
The control panel.
I didn't say he was giving you the answer.
Oh. Well, come on. He's saying words like applet.
You're actually upsetting me, and I'm on your team. I understand the word applet was confusing, but once he explained it, I think it was a gettable question.
Is it the same on other Windows programs?
Which one?
I don't think you need to clarify.
Okay, so you're asking me.
Repeat last time. Repeat the question.
In the control panel, what would you open up to remove a program?
My computer.
That's actually the worst answer I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. What is it?
I believe is it. It's not add remove anymore, is it?
No. That was in Windows XP.
That's why I thought he said Windows 7 because it used to be. Is
Whatever.
It uninstall a program now?
Yeah, it's uninstall under.
Sure, no need to give us this.
There's another swear.
Stupid operating question thing.
Programs and features.
This is the worst bit in radio history.
I don't think it's that bad.
Good God.
Good thing it's not a radio show.
I think Ryan's elementary is a little different than our elementary.
I know.
Let's go to commercials.
What's traveling? What's the applet in Windows DOS? Whatever. Matt?
You could have asked me what applet is, and I wouldn't have known.
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
And this next question, this is insane how easy it is and how hard it is.
Matt asked the question.
The thing is, these are really easy questions.
The techie.
No, they're not.
They're not. You can go ahead and send in your emails and tell us if
I'll
you
admit,
think that these are...
the RAM one was a little more...
You
difficult.
Said applet. That's like a small piece
I
of fruit.
I thought he was going to mention an iPad or something. I didn't think the question was over.
Yeah. Before the iPod and, you know, the iPhone, there were apps before then. They just kind of coined the term.
Matt asked the question before I sink this Titanic.
Here comes another gimme because it's elementary. How many players are on the ice during a hockey game.
I don't think it's a gimme.
For a team at one time.
Remember, he didn't know what the Penguins were.
I knew what the Penguins were. I just didn't get the reference.
Yeah, clearly. I interrupted. You want to reread it once?
How many players are on the ice at a given time for a team in a game of hockey?
I have two guesses, but I'm going to go with the one. Is it nine?
Our laughing suggests yes.
Hang on, Hex. I actually want to hear the other guess.
11.
Let's look.
I take it back. This is awesome.
You've seen snippets of hockey, I presume. Not actively watching, but you've seen snippets. Do you think 18 people would fit comfortably on there?
Have you ever been ice skating?
Yeah.
18 people would be comfortable?
I don't know.
22? It's all flying and shooting a hard piece of rubber at each other?
That's why I didn't think 11 was it.
Correct.
Yeah, it's six with the goalie.
I figured we'd allow five or six.
No, it wasn't going to be. After he said things like applet, there's no way.
Yeah, we were about to get stingy on you. I get nine. Soccer is 11, isn't it?
Yeah.
Soccer's 11. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Idiot.
You look so deflated.
Stupid nerd.
Because you look like, all right, I've reasoned my way through this. I'm watching him, and it looks like maybe he's
because I don't know anything.
There's
about
at least
hockey,
30 guys out there.
It's pretty. On each side.
I mean, I've seen that ice, and it's pretty packed.
Well, for some reason,
there's a lot going on out there, guys.
I think the rink is bigger than it really
is. You could barely squeeze an applet in there.
You're not gonna let that go, are you?
Nope.
Those things are small.
Jesus.
Alrighty.
3-2 team loser still in the lead. Changing the name to Team Dick.
Next Ryan, question, Team
Ryan,
Dick.
Ryan, your dumb post-grad level intellectual tech question to me.
Windows key plus R.
I hate you.
What does it open?
Your butt.
I gotta guess. Basic deduction skills. Tell me. The recycle bin.
That it?
That's the guess.
No.
Damn it!
It's going to be like recycle bin control board.
What is it?
The run line.
Oh, I hate you.
Elementary question. What is the run line?
We're actually making real questions out of your dumb questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't answer what the run line is, by the way.
I wasn't going to.
Hear it. You can send me a text later. I'll delete it before I open it. My next question. It's almost like I followed the rules. Who does LeBron James play for? I actually wrote this down, and I go, man, gimme point.
Yeah.
All over the news. And the only reason I picked his name, because he has been all over the news for upwards of 2 years now.
I think the only reason I know this, if I'm right, I'm not saying
because he's black.
I'm assuming because of the radio show.
Well, it would be because of that.
Yeah.
Because Manchichi loves this
kid. Oh, yeah.
I thought that was going to
go. That's right.
That
I forgot about that.
The Miami Heat.
That is correct, and kudos.
Which that couldn't make more sense that little mongrel likes the Miami Heat.
Oh, God. Yeah, no kidding. Kid actually makes me mad thinking about it.
What a gremlin.
Ryan with a runaway. 4-2. Note my enthusiasm. Ryan, what's the next question that I surely will not get? Purple Heart winner Matt, that you're about to make us look dumb.
How do you open the Task Manager in Windows XP?
That is elementary.
You click on it. Hold on.
Reason through it. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to check the Tigers.
The Task Manager.
Yes.
I'm trying to decipher through this. And the obvious answer to me is you click on it. Because that's how you open things with a computer. You take your little mouse and you click. But that can't be right because you're laughing at me in your nerd way.
Your nerd way.
In my nerd way. It's very
over in your nerdery, there are chuckles and snot bubbles coming from the nerd gallery to my right. I don't know. Click on it. You open up Start, you click on Task Manager.
Damn you. You're ruining our chances.
I don't use this stupid Windows 7.
I think that people are going to look back and point to Matt for our team's loss.
I think they're going to point to Ryan for being a dick.
I hope so. Ryan, tell them how incorrect he is.
You used it to make fun of me, kind of. It's control, delete.
Yeah. You didn't know that? Task Manager, were
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you kill programs, you idiot.
I forgot it's called the Task Manager until now.
I'm trying to ruin my
afternoon. I want half a point because I knew that.
Yeah, that's going to pull us closer.
Yeah. All right.
We'll give ourselves a half a slash. It's 4 to 2.5. Matt,
right.
I believe it's your
last
question.
Here's one that I think you might not get.
Good.
Probably. It's a hockey question.
Oh, God.
When a team scores a goal with a player in the penalty box, what is that called?
No way he's getting it.
I've heard it. They've said it on the show.
Of course you heard it, because everybody else in the world likes sports.
Ramping up the pressure.
Only getting really loud.
It's pressure.
It's loud pressure.
You comfortable? Sorry.
Very distracting.
Exactly. Because we need these last two. So, of course, I'm going to distract you.
Okay, instead of just dragging it out, because I don't think I'm going to think of it, it's going to be one of those things where later, if you don't tell me, I'll be like, ugh!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's called a shorthanded goal.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have got that then.
Well, obviously, it makes sense.
So they're shorthanded.
Yeah, they're down a guy.
Their hands are short.
Yeah,
they're short.
It's all based on physical attributes. Ryan, your last question to me, so I can bring us within a half a check mark so that Matt can dash our hopes and dreams with the last question in a minute.
Dreams.
You already know it's a bitch question, don't you?
Oh.
All right, let's go there, buddy. Come on.
Anyway, okay. What is the type of cable that you connect into your network card?
Bringing the heat. Firewire. No, that is not correct. That is not correct.
I know that one.
Type of cable into your network card.
Mm-hmm.
Cat 5?
I'll let you have that.
What's the correct answer?
Oh, Ethernet. But Cat 5 is the
technical
name.
Term. Okay, yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Nice.
Closing that gap! 3.5 to 4.
Now, Ryan, the last sports question for you. You could seal the victory with this. So that way I don't have to go through the agony of thinking maybe Ryan will get one, or maybe Matt will get one, and maybe we can win. And then he'll break my heart with a terrible guess.
Click on it.
Control, delete, Matt.
I know it now. That was very stupid.
Ryan, your final question.
Shorthanded goal, that should have been known. Pretty obvious.
Name the sport this team plays. Okay?
Okay.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
I'll give you a hint. It's not women's water polo. I know you're leaning that way.
Second hint, not tennis. Or golf.
So. All right, enough hints.
Baseball?
Correct. Baseball is your final guess.
I can't believe you got it.
Yeah.
He locks in baseball.
That's amazing. Steve Yzerman being their new GM, known for his home run hitting abilities.
It's hockey, Ryan.
Why everything hockey?
It's not. I asked. Okay. I have one. You have two or three? You have three.
Three.
So 4 out of 10 is hockey.
We're in Michigan. We're almost in Canada. Of course we like hockey here.
That's fine. I have nothing against that.
All right.
Would you like a bonus question?
No, because don't you have one left?
Yeah, you should have to ask me one.
Yeah, you have number 10 for Ryan, or for Matt. I'm sorry, I keep mixing you two up.
Easy to do.
Okay.
We look almost identical.
Yeah. So people will call the motherboard in a computer.
Oh, Christ, we're done.
The spine of the computer. What is the processor like if you were related to a human body?
It has to be the brain.
Correct.
Correct! Team sport!
Hold on, he's got one more question from me.
I thought you had...
No, he has one more.
He's last at bats?
Yeah.
Oh, we're done.
You guys are in the lead with 4.5 right now.
Yeah, how do you feel about giving us that half a check mark?
There's no way he gets this.
There's no way. I could have told you that.
If he didn't give us that half a check mark, we'd have a stalemate and literally the Thank worst God. Game in podcast history.
All right, Ryan, for your loss,
Yeah.
What is the name of the trophy that you are awarded if you win the Super Bowl? Please say the one that I'm thinking of.
The Cy Young.
No.
Yeah, just a callback.
No, I really hope he goes with one that I'm thinking of.
Final question of elementary level trivia.
Thank
for two dueling groups.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Team sports might just bully another one of their poor victims.
Only because it's the only trophy I know of.
Okay.
The Heisman.
The Heisman is your guess?
Yeah. I think that's wrong, but it's a guess. I'd rather say that than have no guess.
A valid guess.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd go Stanley Cup. That would have been excellent.
Well, we've seen his hockey prowess.
Right.
It's a bit off.
I know that one, though.
The Lombardi Trophy.
Ah!
Just incorrect! And Team Sports takes it by a half a check mark!
Named after, of course, Jose Lombardi, famous linebacker for the New York Jets.
Jose?
Yeah.
For the Winnipeg Rams.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about him. Oh, man!
Oh,
yes!
That couldn't have ended quick enough.
I know.
Oh, take it. Just take it. I am very happy with the way it turned out.
Me too.
I think all is right in the world.
I looked like an idiot both ways, asking questions and being asked.
Matt really did his best to.
I highlighted my
ruin
idiot.
Team sports.
God, I'm a moron.
I mean, I thought I had some gimmies in that too. I mean, the LeBron James one I penciled down as a gimme.
Right. Yeah.
I actually thought Tampa Bay Lightning was going to be a gimme. Because I figured you'd be able to say it won't be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because you know they play football because your wife follows the Lions and they just played like 2 weeks ago. So I figured you'd know. I figured you might get that one.
Well, especially living in Michigan with Eiserman going down there to be the GM, that's been pretty big in the news.
Don't follow sports news.
Impressed that you got Bambino. You got it on a flyer, but it still counts. It's
total guess.
Still a pretty impressive guess. So I'm happy. Good. That highlighted exactly what it was supposed to. All of our idiocies.
Boy, did it for me.
Yeah, you didn't look great.
Good
in that one.
God, the fact that I can send an email is a miracle.
Well, we have a couple more things on the docket. Did you guys want to do one more thing, or did you want to call it?
No, it's.
I've already forgot what we're doing.
Let's keep this train a rolling.
Chugging along. I've discussed this among my friends a lot. It's a topic of conversation, and Matt actually mentioned something to me a couple weeks ago about it when we were discussing content for the next podcast. Mm-hmm. You said you had a funny running into ex high school classmate story.
Yeah.
And I know I can talk about that for hours.
The town I grew up in, small little town just south of Flint, Michigan, mm-hmm. the butthole of America it is. And every year they have the Apple Fest. It's at the local Catholic church. You go there, you ride rides, you do a cakewalk.
Steve Jobs isn't there, Ryan.
No, it's not that Apple Fest.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Ryan comes loaded with iPods and MacBooks. Steve!
He's got a notepad preparing for the lecture from Steve later that afternoon.
Anyway, they also have the beer tent for the adult folks. And this is the first time since I've been out of the, I'm now out of the Army. It's the first year that I've been home and 21 to be able to go to the beer tent.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know it was a gathering of everybody you've ever known in your life.
No.
To include people that I didn't want to see in high school. So after I graduated, I said, thank God that's over. I never have to see you again, ugly person. Get away.
No, I'm sorry. I tuned out.
Of course you did.
For a couple seconds. You said you were born and raised in that same town, correct?
Well, close
born
enough.
Born and raised, went to the Army, came back to that town.
Close enough,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were in proximity.
So first time I've seen tons of these people.
Definitely not listening.
Very compelled you are. And
I was listening to the story, just the detail at the start. I
whatever.
Knew the preface. So.
Shut up. Stop ruining things. I was excited to go because I was going to get to see a few people that I actually didn't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being an insane reunion, seeing people that I haven't seen in 6 years, people I've deleted from my Facebook because I didn't like them.
Yeah.
And
can't fault you on that one.
It's very awkward running into those people in the, hey, so, how you been?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, your dad died. Sorry, that's a bummer. Oh, all right. See you later.
Well, it's all that small talk, where it's, how you been? What have you been up to?
Yeah.
How's things? All right, good talk. It's those acquaintances. Well, acquaintances of high school.
Then you also throw in the weird slutty girl who I didn't like in high school, who met my wife for the first time.
She'll
already
sleep with any of us.
She was already drunk.
Your wife was, or she?
No,
was
the girl was.
Good. I'm sure she looks real attractive still.
Yeah, I'm sure she. Terrible. Sure, her looks held up.
There was nothing to hold up.
Oh, she's bad in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say, cause a lot of times those slutty girls can get away with that in high school, but then their metabolism slows down to a regular level.
Yeah.
And they still keep eating, and they just become fat.
Chunky slutty girl?
No, she just wasn't attractive.
Oh, okay.
She seems like she's in my wheelhouse.
Probably
what you're saying.
Yeah, you'd have been all over it, probably still would be. But
I have no standards.
What really upset me about that was that she was already hammered and was reminiscing. It was reminisce with Matt and Amanda time.
Were you guys tight in high school?
Not at all. For some reason, she had to throw her arm around my wife. Good one. That was well done.
Touche. She wasn't in high school.
That thing was like a parachute. You could jump out of an airplane and open her legs and ride her to the ground.
Ma'am, you need a parachute. No, I'm okay, everybody.
I packed my own, sir.
Yeah. Don't worry. I just didn't wear any underwear. I'm okay tonight. I need to air it out a little bit.
It's a little damp.
So she
a little swampy.
For some reason, she put her arm around my wife and said, "You don't understand. I've known Matt since before he had pubes."
Oh.
What the hell? Couldn't you just say we've known each other for a long time?
Oh.
I hate you.
Well, you know she's talking
about
that.
Take your vagina parachute and go jump.
You know she's talking about that stuff with her parents, too. Like, the guy I slept with last night.
Dude, the stories she used to tell me were traumatized me.
She was a slutty girl who enjoyed talking about her conquests.
And she talked about her leakiness.
Oh,
yeah, actually, there was a story where she told me about something similar.
No.
It was terrible. I hate her.
I don't blame you. So she decided it's time to buddy up to your wife and shoot the breeze.
So then we spent the rest of the night dodging her and left by 10 o'clock because it was terrible.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I don't know about you, Ryan, but I still live very nearby where I went to high school. And that's, I like the area around here. So it's fine.
Translation, I haven't moved out yet.
Well, I want to live in West Michigan anyway. I enjoy it. But consequences are I was the guy who nobody liked in high school. I had my group of friends, but people didn't like me because I was loudmouth.
I was gonna say, I wonder why, because you're rude and crass.
I was what I am now, but add politics into the mix.
And bald. So that's
still losing hair way back then. So it wasn't a great mix, you know, even 7 years ago. But living even in Grand Rapids in this whole area, you see people. I was at a store the other day just looking. I'm going on a trip, so I was just getting some small things at a store. Boom, I was going to be there no more than 4 minutes. Walking down the main aisle of this store, on the right side, there's a girl that I last spoke to presumably in third grade. I called her a gopher. That's the last memory I have of her. Big
so
cheeks.
Nice.
Was it extra awkward running into her since
didn't
it was that?
Didn't run into her. You know why? Because I duck. I stop in my tracks and I turn the other way. One, because there's no awkward. I don't think there'd be awkwardness there. I don't even want to have to give her a head nod. We weren't friends then. We're not friends now. Let's not act like it.
Well, since it was at a dildo store. Good God.
I wish, you know.
The joke got out so perfectly.
Would have worked had the joke gotten out of your mouth before you flubbed it.
I said dildo and I can't talk.
Dildor store.
Oh,
that's a good effort, though. But I was
nice
at the gay sex store and ran into her.
Then what is she doing there?
Yeah, I don't know. She was very out of place. So I ducked. I don't want her to see me. But no.
Before you finish, everybody, this is Matt saying I'm done talking now. So
Matt signing off.
Thank you. And good night.
Yeah. But no, I had an experience that actually stands out to me. There was a girl that I knew her in high school. I'd talked to her, but we weren't buddy buddy, and we never really hung out. But I received like 4 Facebook friend requests from her. Like, I'm in college at this point. Oh. I haven't seen her in years.
Yeah,
she wanted something.
No, let's not do that. That it's gross. And
what's her name? We'll judge for ourselves.
I'll show you later. And so she sends me these requests, and I just keep declining. I was like, I've been in a habit for about a year of dwindling friends. If I don't speak
me
to
too.
You, yeah, unless if I you're not a it. Friend that I speak to or an attractive female,
right,
you're gone.
That's just the way it is. What?
Nothing.
There's a chance in the summer they're going to post.
He's only giggling because his are guys. Yeah. He keeps the hot body guys around.
Laughing because by the end, he's going to be bald, looking old guy who's got only chicks as his friends. He's going to look like a creeper.
Yeah, if my Facebook's not canceled by that point, my life is really at the skids.
There'll be a court order saying he can't have Facebook.
Yeah, no kidding. Right? But so I keep getting these requests, and finally, like, if you know you send a friend request to somebody, and then like a month later you see their name, and it says add as a friend,
right?
You take the hint. Don't want to be your Facebook friend, okay?
Right.
Don't take it to heart. I didn't like you then. I don't like you now. Well, let's move on. Go our separate ways. I haven't seen you in 5-6 years anyway.
People aren't that smart.
Apparently not. So I finally accept the last one. Okay. I mean, we're on a first name basis. We know each other. I'm at the gym, and I'm actually at, you know, where the point where the lockers are, talking to somebody from high school that I didn't hate. And I see her. She walks in. We make eye contact. I give her a nod and a wave because at this point, I'm like, well, clearly she would, you know, doesn't mind communicating. I get the stone cold look away.
Nice.
What's the deal with
that?
Did
you go home and delete her?
That's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what
you
do.
That was a good workout that day because I was so mad. Just, who does that? Oh, God. It made me so mad when I was there. Just, why waste your time? I mean, is it really make you feel better to see that you have 742 friends compared to one?
I was telling Ryan, if I get above 250, I start to get mad and start looking for people to cut.
I'm at 241 or
something. If I could get
like
down
that
to like 77, oh, I'd feel like a champion.
Yeah,
that'd
nice
be awesome.
That'd be bare newsfeed, just only thing you want to see.
Doesn't update for a week.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. But I want to hear you cry about your kids and whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, at the movie theater, I see these people in high school restaurants, and I actively go out of my way. My policy is the people I want to talk to from high school, I do.
Right.
And they're most of my friends at this point.
That seems kind of simple.
Yeah. If I didn't, I have no reason to talk to you.
Facebook's great and it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I had one kid on there who was simply on there because he's a fellow Michigan State Spartan fan. I was like, okay, well, whatever. You know, we'll talk about the season coming up or whatever. Until he wrote something about on 9/11 about, don't forget the lives the government took today.
Ugh.
Oh, man. And I wrote a crude comment. It rhymes with cluck yourself. And immediately defended.
I deleted a girl that I dated and had been friends with for about a better half of a decade because she said something about that. So I couldn't imagine some random guy.
Stuff like that. I mean, I'm pretty hairy or itchy trigger finger.
Hairy
trigger finger.
Keep it out of your butt. It won't stay. It won't be that way.
Can't help it. Just can't help it. With the friend list, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
But it's weird because, you know, whenever I do see people at a store, people, you know, there's some old lady down the aisle who just sees me walking down the middle of this aisle looking for my stuff, and then all of a sudden stop my tracks and duck left and hide behind kid clothes.
I don't do it. I go right through.
Oh, do you just power through and don't acknowledge?
No.
I appreciate the awkwardness of that, but I don't want anything to do with it.
That's why it's fun.
I've been pretty fortunate to miss running into classmates.
Yeah.
I just don't see them. But the times I do see them is at friends' weddings because they were friends with them.
Yeah.
And then you're obligated somehow to talk to them about work and life.
Yes. You can't go out of your way to be antisocial.
You can't be a dick at a wedding.
I guess I do.
Like you just said, you're the guy who powers through, looks at person, does the look away.
Beer tent, there was a group of people I was actually talking to and engaged with because I wanted to, and they had gone there with people that I knew but had zero desire to talk to and did not acknowledge their existence. Nothing.
I was introducing
my wife to people, and I didn't make eye contact with them.
People.
And they might as well have been as close as me and Kyle are,
man,
feet away from each other.
See, it's for me.
Wonderful.
I try to avoid the crazy confrontational awkward.
Find it.
I don't. If it's going to be weird, I think you can establish those boundaries right when you walk into an event like that. You know, where if that group and you can kind of sense. Clearly, we've seen each other at this point. Neither of us want to talk, and it shouldn't be weird, but it still is. And I don't know if it dwindles maybe 10 years down the road after you've been out of high school. I mean, I've been out of high school for, I think it's six and a half years now. It's still weird. Unless I want to talk to you, I'm not going to look at you. Please ignore me. And if you're listening from high school and I don't talk to you,
on Facebook or in public.
Yeah, right. Somebody's listening that you know.
Yeah, good point.
Probably.
Yeah, there's nobody who's listening from my end of this thing. The only people who listening who know us are when Matt forces his wife and then she can insult us, when Ryan allows his wife, when we don't make fun of him.
Or
and her.
Yeah, you don't have to go.
Her specifically. She does. She knows you make fun of me. It's when.
We didn't make fun of her, you pansy.
You don't have to go home and tell her you cheated on her today. She can actually listen to this one.
He actually has to show her the file. So, see, I did something. I recorded today. But, well, we have run quite long today.
Too tired to argue now.
Yeah, you are. I got that when I made the last joke at Ryan. I looked over and I thought, you know, he might shoot me. So this is going to be the last time I say anything to
him. I don't remember what you said.
And then Matt had to stop talking because he called it a Dildor store. I got a hairy trigger finger.
Now I know what Premier feels like.
This has been an exquisite day in
broadcasting
history.
We'll blame Art Hassel.
Yeah, I blame Art Hassel 2011. Thank God the next recording session that won't be here. I can't wait.
Who knows? As infrequent we are, it might be next summer. So
yeah, it actually might be Art Prize 2012 by the time we get back here.
It'll be Christmas when they're lighting the tree.
But that's all we got for this week. Next time, another big show.
Maybe play that game.
Yeah, we'll probably play another round of pass or play. I can't even get it out.
Didn't Colin send that in?
Colin sent in the game a while ago.
Right.
And we referenced our last volume about how we've teased
it. Yeah, we'll try to get that in next week, Colin.
Yeah, we'll squeeze that in a couple weeks.
I did tell him on Facebook, we need to tease that more and not do it as often.
Yeah, we'll get to that next time, Colin. That's right on the agenda.
Right on the agenda as he laughs past
we
it.
Matt and I had the idea, because Ryan doesn't do any show prep other than bring in stories, of talking about our failed dreams. And I take that as more of a challenge to make it funny than anything else. But to talk about our failed dreams, I have some good ones that I would like to discuss. And also, the big idea, we all are going to write letters for each other in the vein of a dating website profile.
I am so excited about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We'll have to
dibs
draw
on Ryan.
Straws or somehow. Come on. It's like picking
dibs on Ryan.
It's like picking the Pats for the Super Bowl every year. The Vegas, you know, the Vegas odds-on winner.
I don't care.
But no, we'll do it around the horn for that, the next edition. I will be reading a hypothetical profile for, let's say, Matt. On Match.com and how that would sound, obviously, in a sarcastic manner.
We could even take it up a notch.
Someone's going to misdirect it and actually have, loyal war hero.
Yeah. Whoever's the best we post.
Likes his car and his child.
Yeah. Academic scholar, whatever that might be. No, that will not be the case. So you can actually tune in for that and not turn the pod, not
fast
forward.
We could take that up a notch and actually put them on and see what kind of responses we got.
I'm interested in that.
Put them on the website.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
I'd have to convince my wife I'm not fishing for cheating. But
I can already see where this is going to go for me, because whether it be Kyle who writes it or you, it's going to be men.
Well, I was going to say, what male dating service do you use?
Well, we all have things that are going to be insinuating
prime targets.
I'm going to be brash, loud, aggressive, hates
bald and
people,
weird.
Balding hair and weird. Matt, overweight, married. But no, we're all going to, and a weird head. Just for kicks.
Take that.
Take that weird head.
Whatever.
Again, too tired to fight.
Yeah.
But no, that'll be the next edition. Any other suggestions, go ahead and send them in. We appreciate that at asktheinterns@gmail.com. We will respond to you unless you're going to send us in an audio clip with a supposed swear word that
wasn't there.
It didn't happen. I actually listened back to it and I heard what he said, but I didn't hear any type of swear about it.
I do enjoy the emails, though. I enjoy reading
them. We enjoy getting emails, and they're becoming more and more infrequent. Seriously, if you don't like it, just go ahead and tell us. I'd rather read that email than not get an email at all. Asktheinterns@gmail.com. The Podomatic's still there. That's where you can find this first. I don't even know if it's going to be on Free Beer and Hot Wings.
They put it on the last one.
Yeah, no issues, but we talked about not having it on there anymore for our own sake. But asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Donate if you feel so inclined. Again, we're better than charity. We'll take your money and we put it to good use.
Can't even respond to that nonsense.
Red Cross is wasting your money.
Wow.
Send us your shekels.
The tax write-off, I think.
Facebook.com/theLoveTopic.
Yeah, go ahead and find that. But that's all we got for this week. Thanks for listening, as always. See you in a couple.